This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. Welcome to the Thoughts of the Future podcast. I'm Theodore.
I'm Talib.
I'm Valentina.
And I'm Sophia.
I'm Parker.
And I'm Barish.
Today we will be guiding you through our thoughts of the future. And we will also have a guest speaker. Keep listening to find out who it is. In this podcast, you will hear a no-caller ID from the future and a diary entry from 2054. Let's get into the first thought by Sophia and Valentina.
Confusion fills my head as I stare back at the blue light screen reading artificial intelligence. Worry flows through my veins as I wearily click the accept button, not knowing who would answer.
Hello, miss. I come to deliver a message from the future.
My eyes go wide as I listen to the unhuman-like voice on the other side of the phone as it addresses itself from the future. Hello?
Yes, miss. I come from the future to warn you and excite you about the solutions in the upcoming years.
How do I know that this isn't a joke? The words roll out of my mouth in a hurry.
I'm sorry, miss, but I have very few minutes to tell you these things. They could make or break your current time on Earth.
I lightly bite my lip as I weigh my options. I would appreciate it if you told me these things quickly then, for I must go meet a dear friend this afternoon.
It's been 120 years since the Cross River Gorillas have been a known species, and currently, in your time, there are less than 300 in the wild. Very soon, they will become extinct, and in another 50 years, scientists will confidently be able to bring back these gorillas and many other species.
My mouth falls open in shock as I listen. If you're really from the future, how do you explain climate change and the solutions that could overcome it?
Climate change is a hard but possible thing to overcome. Many think it is impossible and give up before trying. But over the course of 20 years, people have restored sustainability and the Earth is improving slightly, day by day.
Joy washes over me. So you're saying that climate change improves every day, and in your time, it is a very little problem?
Yes. Moving aside from climate change, we have successfully landed on Mars and are building a city that will be expecting human beings to live on. We have managed to cover the planet with a glass dome safe from the lack of oxygen.
How exciting, but I have one question for you. Will this happen over the course of my lifetime?
This will happen over the next 50 years, but 50 often turns into 100.
How disappointing. I was very much looking forward to living on Mars. Curiosity is jumping out of my skin. But tell me more.
Sorry, miss, but that is all I've got time for now. Maybe next time?
The unknown being suddenly hangs up the call, and I am left in complete shock.
Thanks, Sophia and Valentina. Who knew? All it takes is a phone call to know the future. Next up, we have Parker and Barish reading a diary entry from 2054 and 2024.
I was woken up by the household robot, the Homebot, at exactly 8 a.m. Homebot moved along its cable and carried me downstairs where my breakfast sat on a glass table. Breakfast was a single pill containing all the nutrients and fibre I needed to start the day. The Homebot came back downstairs with my school uniform and put it on me. Homebot then brushed my teeth and fed the dog. Goodbye, Robo. The Homebot spun on its cable in joy, and I left for school. I stepped out of my home. Drones were zooming overhead. I hung onto my drone's arms and it lifted me to school. It only took 3 minutes. I arrived at my school and went to my class. I sat down at my desk and the Teach Educator AI Classroom hologram, or Teach for short, lit up. It was a brief lesson, only 3 hours. The Teach taught us about the old city and how they made the city we live in. It was kind of interesting, but it was finished before I knew it. I took the school drones back to my warm home and told the Homebot, do my homework. While the robot did my homework, I took a walk around the block. I got a pie and drink for $40.65, which is a good deal. I went to the only park with trees in the area, and there was a suspicious-looking dirt spot on the ground. I dug it up and found a folded piece of paper. I unfolded it, and it was a diary entry from 2024.
What time is it? I rolled over to see that I was 10 minutes late and I had slept in. The time was 8:30 and I was supposed to be up at 8:20. Oh well. I hopped out of my bed and changed into a fresh school uniform. It was cold in the winter mornings. My family didn't keep the heat pumps on at night. Wasted energy and power, they would say. I ran downstairs, fed the pets, and made some Weet-Bix for my breakfast, and brushed my teeth with a handheld toothbrush. I yelled goodbye to anyone who could hear me and closed the door. So I walked all the way to school for the first day after the holidays. It was a 30-minute walk, but still better than nothing. Everyone was quiet on the first day. School sucks. We did all the normal lessons. Maths, PE, English, and all the boring stuff. After school was done, I walked home and stopped at the local Zed petrol station. I grabbed a pie and a drink for $7.50, as I knew that was a very good deal. I was hungry after a long day at school, and Zed was the closest place for food. By the time I got home, it was 4 p.m. It gets dark pretty early in winter nowadays, and I pulled all the curtains in our cold old house. I was getting tired, so I decided to do my homework on my laptop, then I jumped in the shower. The time is 9 p.m, and now I'm not tired, so I listen to some music while I'm writing this in my diary. I wonder if things will be different in the future.
That was an interesting diary entry, Budgeton Parker. Next, we have our surprise guest speaker and an AI interview.
We are now going to interview the principal of St. Joseph's Primary School, Ringura, and see what he thinks about the future and what it will be like. Our first question is, when you were younger, what did you think about the future and what would it be like?
A lot of it came from the media and from the movies that you watched. In particular, there was a movie, Back to the Future, that showed the flying DeLorean. You've probably seen that. But when I watched it, that was amazing. And we all thought that flying cars were going to be a big part of the future. The other thing was a TV show called Beyond 2000, which had all these weird and wonderful gadgets that they thought would be out there, but not many of them actually came to fruition. And many of them, or some of them, have taken much, much longer. Things like self-driving cars, for example. Yet they never thought they would have things like touchscreens and a smartphone. So some things you just couldn't predict were going to come.
What do you look forward to in the future?
I look forward to technology and advancements actually helping humans to get more time. I think at the moment our challenge is that a lot of technology actually creates more craziness in the world. So we need to get technology there to help us to make it give us more time to be human.
What things will leave in the future that we have now?
That's a really good question, and it's hard to know because you don't know what the technological advances and things are going to be. I think a big thing that will change is the way that we learn. I think that the traditional knowledge-based learning system is on the way out because we can learn everything through AI, through Wikipedia, through YouTube. So that's going to be a big change.
Will you miss this learning way?
Yeah, I think there's something that's really comfortable. The way that education has operated for the last 200 years has been really comfortable. It's something that's predictable, and we're now on this precipice of change, which is uncertain. So it requires a lot of trust that we're handing over to the young people and the students that they're going to learn properly, that they're going to learn how to consume information and work out right from wrong within what they learn.
Last question. What do you think the currency will be like into like 30 to 50 years from now?
I doubt it'll be Bitcoin and things like that, but it will definitely be digital. I think cash is not going to be around for much longer. it seems a bit pointless. How the digital currency is transferred will be interesting. I don't think it'll be credit cards. It might be biometric, whether it uses, you know, retinal scans or fingerprints, or whether we've got microchips within us. I don't know, but it's definitely got to be a digital currency.
Thank you for answering our questions, Mr. Gorman.
Next, we are interviewing ChatGPT, OpenAI, to see the AI's point of view of the future. Our first question is, what will change the most in the future?
The future will be like stepping into a sci-fi movie. AI will become your personal doctor, teacher, and creative partner. Schools will turn into immersive virtual worlds, and healthcare will offer treatments tailored to your DNA. As we tackle climate change, we'll see cities powered by clean energy, smart homes that adapt to their surroundings, and jobs transformed by intelligent machines. Cultures will blend, creating new arts and ideas from around the world. The future isn't just about to change. It's about unlocking possibilities we can't even imagine yet.
Our second question is, what role will space exploration play in shaping humanity's future?
Space exploration will reshape our future. We'll establish colonies on Moon and Mars, securing new homes for humanity. Mining asteroids could provide rare resources, sparking new technologies. As we explore deeper, we might find a life beyond Earth, changing our perspective on existence. The journey into space could unite us, focusing on the endless possibilities of the universe.
Our last question is, how do you think AI will change?
In the future, AI will become smarter and more personal, handling complex tasks and collaborating with us in new ways. It will communicate more naturally and adapt quickly, while efforts will be made to ensure it is ethical and transparent. Overall, AI will seamlessly enhance our daily lives and work.
Thanks, ChatGPT. You've been listening to Talon Stewart, Buddhist Kaya, Sophia Gallagher, Theodore Helton, Parker Neal, and Valentina Davey on Plains FM. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great future, but remember, if you want a good future, take care of our world.
Thank you. See you in the future.